It is stated in the Surangama Sutta, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. This one is very powerful. You better pay attention. If you can understand this, I sadhu you. Means you already have the wisdom. Perception of form is consciousness. You can awaken to this. You are beautiful. Whereas its non-perception is wisdom. This is very, very penetrative. And you need to awaken to understand this, to realize this. I've already taught you all this. Mind is a forerunner of all things. When mind arises, everything arises. So everything you see and perceive is your consciousness. Because within consciousness, there is a content of consciousness, which are your five mental aggregates of form and mind that created the world and everything else that you come to perceive. All knowing come from mind. That is why the Buddha said the most important part within your mind is sankhara. That is the reason why he said sabbe sankhara anicchang. All of sankhara are impermanent. And he continued, sabbe sankhara dukkang. All of sankhara leads to suffering. If you have attachment to them, then sabbe dhamma anatta, all of sankhara, the condition and the unconditioned, they are all anatta because dhamma here includes the condition and the unconditioned, which are also anatta, non-self, and it is not you. The other thing that I want you to understand is that the ability to understand the five aggregate of form and mind can enable you to free your mind from the delusion of self. This is very important. That is how you gain realization of the first stage of sainthood. Self-delusion, sakkayaditti is rooted out and overcome when you have penetrated with understanding that these five aggregates of form and mind are not real and it's not you. Then your understanding of anatta will become very clear, and with that, the self-delusion or delusion of self can be rooted out. And then it is possible to develop the real understanding. That is the reason why understanding of the five aggregates of form and mind as not you are not really you is very important, because they arise due to condition and they are condition arising phenomena. Hence, no more self-delusion. So this one even refer to our human being, the first aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. Because this human being is not what you think, except this phenomenon lasts longer. You never see it. It's actually supported by three conditions, supporting conditions. Once any of these supporting conditions cease to be, you cease to be. That's why separation of consciousness from the form will give rise to what they call death. Then your identity erased.